Today we're going to make soursop juice.
What's soursop
juice? Hi, I'm Dr. Melissa West, and welcome to Smoothie Saturdays. Today we're going to maybe making a soursop juice in our blenders. You're probably wondering what soursop fruit is. Well, soursop fruit comes from Mexico, Cuba, Central America, the Caribbean, Brazil, Peru, and Venezuela. The flavor is described as a combination of strawberry and pineapple with sour citrus flavor notes contrasting with an underlying creamy flavor reminiscent of coconut or banana. Yum! Today we're going to make juice with the soursop fruit, but it's also quite common to make an ice cream with it as well. But perhaps another day. There are many health benefits with soursop fruit. Soursop fruit is rich in fiber and is high in vitamin C, B1, B12, phosphorus, and calcium. There is evidence that soursop fruit inhibits the growth of human breast cancer cells. But this research was done in vitro, however, and the effect has not been studied on humans. So a lot of people are calling soursop fruit 10,000 times more effective than chemotherapy. As I did more research into this as well, I found an article where it was explained that cancer is not one disease, it is a spectrum disease, and even within one kind of cancer, there is not one cure that fits all. And I would have to concur with this because, as I know from my own migraine disease, it's like not one thing that causes it, it's a multitude of things that causes it. And I know as I work to find a solution for it, it's not one thing that helps it, it's a multitude of things that help it. So in laboratory studies, soursop extract has been shown to kill some types of liver and breast cancer cells that are resistant to certain chemotherapy drugs, but there haven't been any large-scale studies on humans yet. So cautions too. There is also a link between a highly atypical form of Parkinson's disease and soursop fruit. However, as I looked into this further, that was from the consumption of the seeds, and we're going to be pulling the seeds out of this, so you really don't have to worry about that. And it was from some remote island on the Caribbean island of Guadalupe, and the problem occurs from excessive consumption of the plants containing anoncinin. And I'll put more information about that on the show notes if you want to know more about that. In today's, we'll make this and I'll tell you more about this now. So we're going to use the fruit from one soursop fruit. I did this off camera because it was quite laborious and messy and it would have taken a long time for me to do it. So this is two soursop fruits. We're going to use one. And you can see that gave me about a cup. So I'm actually going to half the recipe that I've given you here. So this is going to make a lot of juice. So we're going to use about 2 cups of water in this. For this, we're going to use the juice of a lime. Yum. Smells so good. About half a teaspoon of nutmeg. So as you know, if you watch these videos, I buy my nutmeg at the bulk food store and you buy them actually as a nut and then you grind it. So for this, we'll use it on a grater. We'll use about a quarter teaspoon because we're halving the recipe in the show notes. Oh shoot, that just went in. It's floating. Lost the nut. We'll get another one and grate a little bit more. Love nutmeg. And then we're going to use vanilla stevia to sweeten. So in traditional soursop juice, they use vanilla. And they use about a tablespoon of vanilla. So about a teaspoon in this recipe. Now, I was looking up alternate sweeteners because sweeteners are really so not good for your body. And stevia is an herb, and there are no adverse effects on your body with stevia. It doesn't mess with your blood sugar levels at all. And so when I went and looked in the health food store this week, there are so many great forms of stevia. This one I'm in love with is called Vanilla Cream. And it comes in a little dropper form. We're going to put 5 drops of this in. And if we need to make it more sweet at the end, we'll just add more sweetener in. And then it calls for coconut milk. Well, actually it called for sweetened condensed milk, but we're going to make this vegan so it's healthier. I would recommend coconut milk. I personally can't have coconut milk, so I'm going to use hazelnut milk. So use whatever you want. We also made a sweetened condensed milk on our show a few shows back when we made the avocado milkshake, so you could go back and use the recipe for that as well. So lots of options, but coconut milk would be super yummy and very rich. Okay, and then we're going to blend this all up. Okay, this is all blended in our blender. Oh my goodness. Let's pour it over ice. Wowzer. Okay, let's give that a try. Okay, so it definitely needs more sweetener. So I'll add another 5 drops to my glass. Remember, it's not like adding sugar. No need to worry about it at all. Delicious. So there you have it, your soursop drink. Very delicious drink for summer.
Finding a great yoga class is becoming more costly and difficult. Now there's a better way to self-improvement in the privacy of your own home. Visit Dr. Melissa West at melissawest.com and start getting free weekly online videos. Real yoga for real people.